Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline, continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four in Private Talk. Today, we have the pleasure of having Callie Roses on the couch.
So happy to be here.
Hello, welcome to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. I've been seeing all your sexy pics on social media lately, so I was like, I have to see this sexy lady in person for myself. And you know, look, we're matching, we're blondes. Look, you know, great minds think alike. So I'm excited to get to know you a little bit better. So tell Private Talk about you. What have you been going, like, what have you been up to? I know you're a content creator. Mm-hmm. You like to, you know, you have Twitch as well, where you play video games with your fans. Yes. How did you kind of start this journey of a content creator and going on OnlyFans and shooting all these content scenes with other performers? How did this journey start?
So when I was 18, I started off webcamming and did that for like 2 years, and then I did my first Twisty's Treat.
Okay.
In 2016.
Was that something that you kind of like aspired to kind of get that title, or were you just kind of honored that it kind of like fell into your lap?
Yeah, like somebody just recruited me and said like, you should do,
people are noticing. Callie, I see you.
Yeah, and then from there I was dating a guy in the industry. And
can you name names?
I was dating a guy named Chris Strokes.
Okay.
And then he basically like took my first anal for free and posted it everywhere on his site. And it was like,
you say for free, is that something that's kind of like you have some animosity back there for that? Or
I was new. I didn't know anything about the industry, so I was definitely taken advantage of.
But you agreed to the act at the time?
Yes.
Because you liked this person and you were in a relationship.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a slippery slope, no pun intended.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Because it's one of those things sometimes, you know, when you think about it, obviously when we start our careers, sometimes we don't know. And maybe you didn't know you were going to do anything at that point. But at the same time, you enjoyed it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you should have been compensated for it. You know, maybe that's something we could talk about later on. You know, maybe he will help you out there. But, you know, sometimes I feel like sometimes we just have to not hold resentment, even though it's something, a sore subject, you know what I mean?
True.
And again, your feelings are always also valid. But it's like, if you can have that conversation with the partner that you had, it's like you still said yes.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
So anal was out there. So you started with the bang.
Everyone was like, you can't take it down. You might as well just get into porn. So I did.
So because of that, that was the first time. Were you always like a really highly sexual
yes,
being? And is that why you normally do anal with your partners and just all of the above? How did that kind of talk? Because it's one thing if you've never done anything, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you start like, hey, let's do regular boy-girl sex. But then the extreme of, hey, no, we're going to do anal for the first time. So whose idea was that, and how did that come about? Because that's kind of a big step.
That was definitely his idea. He definitely was into anal. And at the time, too, like, I used to do a lot of drugs.
Okay.
So I was like, put it in my ear, you know? It was fun.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so basically, like, definitely under the influence.
Okay.
Like, so that's why I don't really do anal anymore now, because I just like can't.
Is it something because you feel like you had to be under the influence to enjoy those moments?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. So would you revisit if you kind of explore, because it's, I feel like it's all mind control, right?
I think it's true.
You know, the pussy and the mind are very connected, because I feel like sometimes it's not necessarily the size, it's the motion in the ocean.
That's,
you know, like
so
they say those things. So it's like, I think that if you can unlock those things and find out where the pleasure really lies for you, and I think maybe it's a personal journey first, and then doing those things. Because if you're highly sexual, there are things in there, girl, that, you know, you need the, there are different orgasms that can't be unlocked unless you really kind of like let it all go.
That's felt so true.
Let it all go. So what are your, so you went to just having anal on, you know, it was like first scene, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like, yeah. Here I am, which I think is also really bold because, yeah. You know, you kind of have to just own it. Like, that's why I asked the question of, were you always sexual, being, because myself included, where, you know, I like to say young, dumb, and full of cum in college, where my friends weren't surprised, but they were surprised because they're like, oh, you know, like, yes. I've never known a porn star, but you'd probably be the one, yeah. You know? So your friends told you own it. You decided, you know what? Fuck it. Let me put my big girl panties back on,
yeah.
Or off, whichever you like to do.
Exactly.
So what steps did you take at that point? Did you find an agent? Did you do it yourself? Did you continue with your partner and ask his, you know, advice?
So at the time I became friends with Trinity St. Clair. Okay. She was booking me for a while. She was the one that like introduced me to like Winks VR and like Jimmy at the time. He was the one like directing. So he's the one that shot my first like real scene ever in porn. And it was so funny too because when I did VR, I was like, if this is what it's like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this.
I don't know what VR is now. I haven't shot porn in over 5 years. So back in the day, there was something that was similar, but it was very like not fun for the performer because it's like you have to stay exactly still in every moment because they're like, it's a virtual reality type of thing. So it's like, it's very robotic. And at that time for me is I love sex. And I was like, if I can't fuck back, like this isn't fun for anybody. I just feel like here's my holes. And that didn't sit well with me because I have a fleshlight. So you can go use that hole. So I could feel you on the sense of like, if this is how it is all the time, it's a bit extreme. Cause it's like, you feel like you're in a like a device where you're like, I can't move, but my pussy is being fucked and I kind of like it and it feels great. But there's a lot of things going on here.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. So walk us through that.
So did VR for the first time. And it's crazy too, because you know, the guys wear the headset and then they can't kiss you. And I'm like, I love kissing. I'm a big,
they're
like,
wearing it kisser. While they're doing the scene?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't know that part. Okay, yeah.
So then they can't move. So you're doing all the work for like 50 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm like,
you're like,
I'm
I didn't fucking sign up for this, bitch. Yeah. I need someone to participate. Yeah. Okay, so you're doing all the work for 50. There's no like interaction, like intimacy, no, I guess, not. What you're looking for. Okay.
There's a man in a stunt cock almost, basically.
That kind of sounds fun now that I think about it.
But it is a lot of work. Yeah. Like,
50 minutes, girl, it's like a workout class. It's like, you know, train on the dick, you know, we gotta train for those sex Olympics that because I like to say we're sexual athletes, so like it's not something that we most likely would do in the bedroom at all times, but it's something that we signed up for it, so it's like I'm gonna put on a show. And I'm like, JLo, I just don't sing and I fucking dance and twerk and do a lot of fun things.
Exactly.
Okay, so you actually had to love it because you know, this unlocked, you know, not just the fact that you were getting maybe noticed, or like, what did you start to love about it that you were like, this is something that I could really go full force in?
I think I just really too love like first times. I love like the nervousness and like anxiety in a way of like hooking up with a new partner. Mm. Exploring new things is always fun too.
So what first times have you experienced on camera that you haven't had in your personal life?
Probably.
Not probably, girl. We want the truth here at Private Talk.
So definitely like the femdom stuff. Okay. Never did that in my personal
now,
life.
Now, you being the alpha or you being the sub?
Yeah, the alpha.
The alpha? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're submissives. Not primarily like comfortable with? Or why would you say that you probably never did that? Or
I never did it before like in my personal life. Like I've never had a submissive until I was in the industry and then kind of like explored that. I've never like cucked somebody in real life before then.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, things like that.
Does that excite you?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you would tell the cuck in the corner while you're getting fucked?
Sit there and fucking watch.
Now I feel like there's like some like little twinkle in your eye that you're like, you can see like a switch, like kind of like, okay, I can see that this is working and this is what turned you on. Okay. So you like to be, so you like to have like the cuck in the corner and you telling them totally. All these things to look. Do you think that you could have that like, you know, not in business, but in like your personal life too? Or is that just a role that you play for work?
I think it's more of just like a fun role I like to play for work and I explore. Yeah. I don't know if I'm necessarily like, into like the idea of having my partner like be a cuck all the time.
Is there any scenes that, because how long have you been in the business?
So I've been in the industry for 7 years.
Okay, so is there anything at this point that you haven't done or you want to work with or any companies out there that you want to kind of do? Because I know the business has kind of changed where a lot of people are doing more OnlyFans content and keeping it to ourselves. Yeah. But is there any companies that you maybe haven't worked for and that you want to?
I still haven't worked with Slade, and I would love to work with them because I love doing like girl and things like that.
Okay.
I think that's like pretty much about it.
What about performer-wise?
Performer-wise, I'd love to.
Who is your wish list, girl? Who is your wish list?
I know, right? There's so many people that I'd love to work with. I actually do have like an actual list on my phone.
Okay. So what do you do with that list? Do you like hit them up in their DM and ask, hey, yes, do you do stuff? Or do you just like sit there and masturbate to that list and think that like manifest it into like, I want to fuck you one day. I want it. And then start saying their names. Like, what do you do with this? Because being a content creator kind of sometimes nowadays with, you know, the internet and social media aspects is like, you kind of have to be ballsy enough to either be, hey, do you want to collab or do you want to whatever? Or sometimes you do that and you don't reach them because there's whatever the case may be. So how does that work for you?
I usually always try to like slide into someone's DMs. It's just so nice. We have technology and it's so easy to like contact.
Does it always work?
For the most part, it's pretty effective.
Have you ever been shut down?
No, maybe not shut down, but definitely like maybe not replied.
Okay.
Know? Yeah.
Left on scene or just like doesn't look at all?
Doesn't look at all.
Okay. Which I also feel like too, it's like, cause I'm one of those people that I have, you know, a lot of followers. And so for me, sometimes when you see messages, if you don't follow that person, and even though you'll see them through like friend stuff, cause now I think the algorithm is very different, based off what you like and you know, whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's hard to see the messages sometimes unless you're looking for it. Cause there's like all these different sections of things, so don't take it personal. Just try again. That's why I always feel like, you know, it's one of those things. Manifestation is a real thing.
Yes.
You know, networking and being around people and just like people knowing people, because the industry is very small but big on different terms. You know, it just depends on where you fit in your niche of kind of working with those people. So that wish list, can knock that wish list down, girl. Knock that wish list down.
Yes.
Who's the top two names on your wish list?
Off the top of my head, so hard. I'm like, I have it on my phone. I'm gonna say her name wrong. Valeria.
Okay.
She's like super tatted. She's like more petite.
Okay.
She's really hot. She's like an alt girl.
Okay.
She's super cute.
All right. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you ponder on the other one until we get to Truth of Texas, because I feel like you're putting on the spot sometimes when you get asked questions.
Yes.
You're like, which, I know I have like 10, but I don't know one right now.
Yes.
Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
Something exciting. I think moving to Colorado and trying to find what my actual hobbies are and what else I like other than going to the beach has been very exciting.
Okay.
So it's been kind of like dating myself in a way, like really figuring out what I like and what I like to do. And
have you made any discoveries? What have you, how do you kind of, do you have new hobbies? Do you, have you tried things that you maybe doesn't suit your fancy?
I definitely started painting.
Okay.
So I really enjoy that. And then also I've got back into video games, which was something I did like when I was younger.
And that's the whole Twitch streaming that you're doing.
Yeah.
So what kind of, let's talk about your Twitch platform.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What kind of games do you play or what do you do on your Twitch platform?
Yeah. So I play a lot of like Fortnite on the Xbox, the Hogwarts game, Zelda, any Mario game I really enjoy.
How do you get your fans like to interact with you in those situations?
In Fortnite, I play with my subscribers. So if they're subscribed to me, like they can hop on and we'll play like squads together, which is a lot of fun.
Have you made like new like fan friends through that? Because I feel like it's something that you kind of like, it's a community. So it's really cool. I feel like how they all kind of correlate in some sense, but I feel like it's something a way too, because you have to, you're playing a game. So there's teamwork on some levels, you know what I mean? So you kind of have to trust on certain levels. So have you felt new bonds with those, you know, subscribers?
Yeah. And I think too, like you can talk to everybody like on the headset and stuff. So you just get to like know people more.
Do you have a favorite? maybe
a
top tipper or someone that really like, you know, excites you more. Like how could someone get your attention in those kind of platforms that when you have all this fan base, you've been in the industry for 7 years, how can someone kind of make you notice them a little bit more?
Yeah, I think I have a few people who really just show up all the time and are always like talkative in the chat, and I always appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What would you say is unique about you?
I would say.
What makes you stand out? Like, there's so many, you know, there's so many different content creators. What I love about platforms like OnlyFans and Twitch and all these things, it really kind of makes people have their personality be defined to who their fan base really is. So it's, I think one thing is, was good and bad for a lot of things is some people couldn't speak and really be themselves. And then there's the opposite was it really blossomed and showed like, oh, maybe you're a little nerdy. Maybe you're a little like, you know, artsy or, you know, whatever those, you know, traits that you have and kind of those things. What do you think that defines you as unique that kind of brings your fan base in for you?
I think I'm, when people get to know me, like I'm super goofy and like a little weird. And I like to joke around and I'm like
a little comedian.
A little nerdy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So. Anything that you regret saying no to? If you could have the chance to go back to maybe something, you know, a situation, a question, anything, like would you change it?
I don't know if I would necessarily.
Any regrets?
No, I don't think I have any regrets, really.
Okay.
I think it, like, everything in life is just, like, a lesson and gets you to where you're at in life, you know?
So. What makes you smile, Callie?
My dog.
Your dog? Your dog mom?
Yes.
What kind of dog?
She's a Maltese toy poodle. She's my best friend.
Okay, best friend. Go, best friend.
Yeah.
What would you say is your biggest pet peeve? It could be anything from maybe, let's start with like personal life. Is there something that maybe partners or friends could do that you just really gives you the ick that you're just like, no?
Yeah, I think communication. I think the older I'm getting, the more I just really appreciate people who know how to like communicate.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
First ever celebrity.
Who did you think intrusive thoughts about? Was it maybe magazines, articles, CDs, videos? What? Who was out there that you really like? Kind of. Oh yeah, this is something different than like the petty little childish things when you know when you're growing up.
Yeah. So I would say probably. I think growing up, I don't know.
You didn't have anybody that like you, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, so is there anybody that you saw maybe on like a series or someone that was really freaking hot that you just like always lusted after that you're just like, maybe if you saw that was in your DMs now that you were like, oh yeah, that's just that one. Nobody? Females? Males? Anybody?
I don't know. I can't think off the top of my
head. Okay. If you could instantly attain one skill, it could be anything you want it to be, what would you choose? It could be flying. It could be listening to, hearing everybody's thoughts. It could be
I'd love to, like, teleport.
Teleport?
Yeah, let's just skip the whole airplane experience.
Okay, you want to wiggle your nose and be, like, bewitched and be like, hey, let's go to Fiji.
Yes.
Let's go to New York.
Yes.
What have you been to, let's see, are you big into music?
Yes.
Do you have any, like, favorite concert experience that you've had?
I've gone to the Smashing Pumpkins concert, which is like really fun. They're still killing it.
Mosh pit?
Yeah. No. But they're still killing it. Like,
okay. So that was your that's something that stands out in your mind that you would just like, I would definitely go back and see them again.
Yeah, totally.
Is there something that you who you want to see?
Yeah, so I'm so excited. I'm going to go see the 21 Savage and Drake.
Oh, nice, nice. Yes. Jelly, I want to see them. I've seen Drake probably one of the most. Drake and Future are probably the most that I've seen them out of. But I feel like the more that artists kind of develop and, you know, how long that they've been around now, I feel like the stage presence and, like, this, like, the show itself is such a bit grander thing, which I feel like is really cool to see. So
I
might
awesome.
See you there, girl, because I'm, you know, I love it. I love an artist.
Yeah.
What is your dating life now?
My dating life is non-existent.
Okay, so are you single and looking? Are you single and closed off to, like, working on yourself? You said you moved to Denver to kind of, like, date yourself, find out what hobbies. Where are you kind of at?
So I think right now I'm not necessarily looking, and I'm just like honestly so focused on like my career and myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are good things.
Yeah.
So with your career, what are you focused on? What's your next like year plan? Are you working on any big projects? What do you have coming up for your fans to indulge in?
Yeah, I'm definitely coming out with some new stuff with companies, pro companies.
When you say stuff, is this like boy, girl, new, like new girl. First or like, are you,
first.
Okay,
yeah.
Just new content,
but new content.
Okay.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You said that, you know, right after this, you're going to go and shoot content. You said, yes. You know, this man, what was his name?
Jay Hefner,
which I was like, I've definitely been doing research and I've been seeing a lot of things and his name was definitely up there. Yeah. So how do you go about choosing your content? Like partners?
I like doing variety, so I love shooting with like all different types of different people.
Because his dick is, for those of you that don't know, is quite large.
It is.
So is that what you mean? Like all
my fans
different?
Do love that. Yeah, okay. They love me with a big, big dick.
Okay,
know?
So yeah. What do you do to prepare for a day like this? Like for a big dick that you're about to go sit on in like probably an hour.
Yeah.
How do you prepare? Do you talk to your vagina? Do you give her a pep talk?
Yeah.
Do you like fuck yourself the night before because it is really big and you are single? So
yeah.
How does that work? Let Private Talk know.
I mean, I usually try to schedule my bigger dicks towards the end of my trips because I know that I'm like, you know, warmed my friend.
Okay.
Up for, you know.
You're like, you know, it's like, what am I looking for? A little warm up.
Yes, literally.
So how long have you been out here doing content?
Only 2 days so far.
Okay, so you've done content last night, probably.
Yes.
So that's your warm up.
Yeah.
So basically, he's not your first contender. He's probably like towards the latter part of your trip.
Yeah.
In that sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So did he hit you up? Were you like, oh, that just looks really great? Did your fans say, hey, I think that you should work with this guy because his dick is amazing and your vagina would look great in it?
Yeah. I think definitely first fans tagged him and then I slid in his DMs and I was like, we should shoot.
Hey, hi, my name is, I love that. Okay, yeah. I'm like thinking about it, fantasizing. I'm like, okay. So is it like, you know, how, describe being, because technically, you know, you guys are coworkers in a sense, right? It's a thing, but he's also a stranger.
Yeah.
So walk us through the first approach. Are you nervous at all? Are you more horny because you thought about his dick since the time you booked it? Like,
yeah, I would say more horny. Yeah. And especially too, cause like our plans have fallen through before. So it's like the buildup. You
so know? You're not nervous.
No, I'm excited.
Your vagina is dripping right now.
Yes.
Thinking about it.
Yes. It's wet.
Okay. I love that. All right. I just need to know. I mean, I feel like it's been a long time since I've shot anything myself, but also like it's, you know, again, it's, I feel like it's really cool that people like yourself, if you see something, you go and get it. And you know what I mean? Like if you slid into his DMs, he could have been like, eh, no, but of course who's going to tell you no, but you know what I mean? But that's what's great about the whole content, you know, thing is like, you really can try out who your partner
shoot
is.
Shot with anyone.
But not only that, but it's like, you can try out the dicks and if it works, maybe it can go somewhere else. Maybe it's just a great content partner.
That's
who knows?
So
Private Talk. You just don't know where the dick's going to take you. Dick's going to teach you a valuable lesson. I will tell you that. Do you have a crazy fan story or a crazy celebrity story encountered since you've started becoming Callie Roses?
I've had my fair encounter of some crazy fans. I had a fan who lived in the same apartment complex as
scary.
Me. Yeah. And like that got a little out of hand for a little bit, but yeah. Definitely, for sure.
When you started being like, I own a gun. I'm a registered gun owner.
Yeah.
Please don't leave me.
Get away
Please
from
leave me alone.
Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, it's a tricky one because it's like, you know, we love our fans. We respect, you know, but it's like fans also have to respect that we also have a private life too. And especially encountering those things, you should, you know, feel grateful that we, not to be in the presence of, but that you know that information that most people wouldn't really know. So it's like, you know, respect our boundaries
exactly.
And, you know, let us, you know, continue to be and feel safe in our environment so we can continue to give you good content and not feel like, oh, who's watching? I recently had a, you know, issue with a peeping Tom type of situation, which I was like, I don't even feel safe in my own home because there's just somebody staring in my windows. And it's like,
it's awful.
So it's just one of those things where you feel not comfortable. And at that point, I'm like, I can't even and shake my ass the way I want to. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, now I close my blinds and shake my ass. You know? Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things that's tricky being a female in, you know, in this industry and, you know, allowing yourself to be free and open, you know, for the content that we give to our fans, but also, you know, our fans out there let you know that, you know, we are human and we do need to respect our boundaries. Yeah. You know, it's all healthy. It's all healthy. The more you give us boundary, you know, appreciate the boundaries, the more you give back. At least with me.
It's so true. I'll be way nicer to you if you're not like super weird about it. Like,
facts.
Right?
All right, so let's take it back. I want to know a little bit more about you. We're getting to know you quite well. But describe your first sexual experience. What was that like for you?
Like ever in life?
Ever in life. Like what unlocked this like freakness in you too? Because I feel like it's something like you either have it or you don't, right?
Yes.
You either are a sexual person and maybe you don't know or how to unlock those things at those times and things come with levels.
Yeah.
But you either know or you don't. You're either the one who's like, hey, what's that? Or you're like,
yeah.
What are you touching me? You know, there's different roles in every kind of situation. Like, so how did that experience happen for you the first time?
So I was always just super like boy crazy, hypersexual, like
you, I could never admit that.
I took some virginities, you
okay.
know?
Yeah. Was that something that you sought that you like made your pussy wet because you're like, I want that V card.
Yes.
You're like, I'm going to tame you. Okay. All right. All right. How many virginities have you taken that you know of?
At least like 5, 6.
I thought you were going to be like 20. I was like, okay, bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
So describe your first experience. You were always promiscuous. You're always like you were searching for the cock. Mm-hmm. Like how did it go? Was it something that like, was it fun? Was it something
my
like?
My first experience was with somebody older.
Okay.
So definitely like was the more submissive in that role. And yeah.
From there,
I just got more like.
Would you say that you are more times the submissive in your relationships sexually? Or are you the more dominant one in the bedroom?
I would say I like doing both, but I think in a relationship, the submissive probably is more my speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
One night stands. What do you think about them?
I think they're fun.
Have you done them?
Yeah.
Do you have that? Like, how does that? Do you wake up the next morning and you're like, "What is your name?" Or are you like, "Never calling you again"?
No, I definitely have had a few experiences where I'm like never calling you again.
Okay.
What was this?
Was it because they were bad in bed or they were just bad people and you're like, woke up and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Definitely like not the greatest of people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a bit of both. A bit of both.
Yeah, totally.
Wildest sex story, do you have one?
I don't know.
From the girl who started with anal on screen right off the bat, you don't have any wild, crazy sex stories? Maybe not necessarily.
Yeah.
Or maybe a crazy sex scene that you've done since being in the business. That something was kind of maybe tested your limits a little bit, or maybe it just was like wild and crazy that you thought was fun and you just wanted to try.
I've definitely had sex in like weird places. Definitely
describe
like,
weird. What is weird,
wash.
Girl? Okay,
the little car wash one.
Like
know,
were y'all in the car? Oh, so like the drive through one. Okay. So you were timed. You're like let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he finish in time before that? Was it dry?
No. And then the car is going out.
They're like honking.
Yeah. They're like move. So funny.
That's. Did you keep going?
Yeah. No, I think we had to go because there was people in line and JD had to drive away.
You have the people in the store being like, excuse me.
That's a wild
story. I like that one. Fun. I like that private talk. You're welcome. You see, we're getting some fun, exciting stories from Miss Callie Roses. Do you send nudes? You being the fact that you have an OnlyFans account, you're an adult, you know, film star. Do you still send nudes?
I do sometimes send nudes.
Are they the same ones that you're selling to your fans?
Sometimes.
So you repeat offend. You're like, your roster.
This is a good one.
You're like, roster 1, 2, 3, 4, and you send them all?
Send them all.
Good girl. I like you. I like you. Let's ask this first. Do you watch porn?
I do.
Okay, so what is your porn search history? If we were to go and look and spy on you and your computer before you erased anything, clearing it, what is your porn search history?
So there is a couple that I love, and I want to say they're in like Russia or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are these like, this is a company or girls?
Oh,
or
no, it's a boy and a girl, and they're like a couple.
Okay, okay. And they, like, post you're into on this. Pornhub. I like this.
Yeah,
all right.
Super cute.
So it's just the couple themselves.
Yeah.
So what is it about them that excites you? Just the fact that they're beautiful people fucking, and they
yes.
just do.
And they really. Have, like,
Russians
a lot of
are
passion.
All really hot. I feel yeah. like most times, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna score. So just okay, just the chemistry of the two.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else besides the hot Russian couple?
And
you're gonna have to text me with this number. I'm like, I gotta see how hot these people are. I'm like, who is she fucking to?
Yeah. They're called Hansel and Gretel.
So all right, I'm like, okay.
Promo, you know? But yeah. Then also, like, I forget what it's called, but it's when they like girls will just like they have like a hole, and then they just have like their body parts sticking out, and people just like.
What do you mean
up.
There's a hole? Like a glory hole?
Yeah, like a glory hole situation.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's called something specific. I think it's like another Russian thing too. Honestly.
So, would you participate in a glory hole situation?
Yeah, I have done like glory holes where it's like the guy and it's like. The penis or like, you know.
But is he fucking or are you sucking it or both?
Sucking and fucking, yeah,
oh, both.
Yeah.
You're like,
but I would love to be the one that just like
to be the hole. I always think of a glory hole when they think when the movie The Sweetest Thing with Cameron Diaz,
yes.
and she's like looking at the pit stop, and she's looking at the doggy or whatever, and she's like, oh, it's just so cute, it's just yeah. so cute, and then the guy puts his dick in her eye, and like, yeah, it was a whole thing, it was a whole thing, you know. That glory hole didn't seem like fun, but yours yeah. sounds like, you know, a bit different. I just like, for me, I don't know. I think it's a mental thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if there's something about it, I think that I could find sexy, but I like the intimacy of someone that's touching me. Like, I don't necessarily need you to caress me, like no lovemaking, but just grab me, touch me, do something. And if there's a glory hole, like, I can't touch you through the hole. I need to get to you. But yeah, okay, I like that. So, and is that any of the other fetish type things that you're on your porn search history? Or is that it?
I have a good, like, DP too. I've always like wanted to do it. I've never done like a DP, but
you
I
say
haven't
that
done
so
anal
cute.
A long time.
You say that so cute and innocently, but I don't know if I fully believe you've never done a DP. Maybe not on camera, but never ever.
Never in my life.
No.
Never.
Interesting. Crazy. I mean, it is something that you can't really find two people, I think, in your personal life to be like, hey, will you fucking double penetrate me? And
yes.
like, you know, you really have to be really close or a really good performer, because it is a special trait. There's a really small line that you're working with inside of those parts.
Yes.
So, I mean, honestly, I think you should definitely do it. I can see why you're masturbating to it. I never have masturbated to it, but I've done it.
Okay.
And not on camera.
Yeah.
I did it off camera on a movie that I was doing anal in the movie for one of the first times in the beginning of my career. And so I was like, let's just try to see if this will work. And it worked. And I feel like it was an instant orgasm, because it was like, A, you can't really move a lot, but you're being fulfilled in both holes, and there's, you know, there's a lot of
something
things in there.
Yeah.
I felt like as soon as it came out, I was like, oh, yes. Okay, got that.
Love that.
It was an interactive movie with Alexis Texas from like Third Degree. That company even exists anymore.
Oh, that's cool.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So with your porn watching, you know, you said you like porn. Is it something you do solo, or do you do it with a partner?
No, I definitely do it solo.
Solo?
Yeah, I think when I'm with a partner, I don't like watch as much porn, but it's because I'm like
doing
solo.
It.
I'm like, might as well.
Okay. Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Swallow. What's the craziest bodily fluid that has ever been on you? you're like, let me not count the ways. Anything crazy happened to you?
No.
No freak accidents?
No. Unfortunate.
Okay.
Only
fortunate.
Like squirt. And, like,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. This is all the normal. All the normals.
Yeah,
you know, nothing.
Stuff,
okay. Sexting or FaceTime?
FaceTime.
Have you ever fucked on your parents' bed or your friend's bed?
Yes. To both.
To both.
Mm-hmm.
Did they know about it?
No.
They do now. Welcome to Private Time.
Yeah.
Okay, was this something that was like that got you off, or was it just something because you were just like had no other place to do it?
Yeah, more so just like no place to do it, or it was like a time thing and we're like just
fast, quickie, bend me over, let's go.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, you said that you're single. Are you on any dating sites? I know that you're in this self-love journey, whatever. Do you do dating sites? Is it difficult to date because you are an adult entertainer?
It is definitely hard to date because I am an adult entertainer. Not many men or like can handle it. that's for sure.
Is that been the reason why you feel like has been why you have your relationships in the past have ended, because they couldn't deal with you being in the industry?
Definitely.
Okay.
Like, it's cool to date a porn star until you like fall in love and then they're like crying. And
crying. So that doesn't turn you on? No, yeah, crying doesn't turn you on?
It doesn't.
Okay, yeah. It's always a tricky situation because it's like, you know, you seem like you're very upfront. Obviously, you can't lie about what you're doing. You probably have your bio that has links to for all your things, you know what I mean? So it's like you have this persona which you shouldn't hide. You should, should have no shame about. If something that you really enjoy doing, then to each his own. It's crazy though, is because people either have their own insecurities of like wanting to change it, but they like who you are.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if people really were honest with themselves and kind of was like, you know, what do we really want? It's not just like, yeah, I look pretty. Yeah, I can fuck good. Yeah, whatever. But what are you bringing to the table? And why am I allowing you to bring this shitty ass half table? Because I'm sure they were all shitty partners, Callie.
Yes.
Talk to Dr. Texas. No PhD, yeah. But Dr. Texas knows a lot of things.
Yes.
Have you ever cheated?
I have.
Caught, or was it something that you just got away with?
Yeah, I did get caught. I remember I was like in love with this guy, but I did end up cheating on him, and then he found out, and then he broke up with me, and I was like really sad. But I was like super young.
So do you think that's something that kind of changed why you maybe never cheated again?
Yeah.
Because you felt like what that other alternative was?
Yeah. Really? You know, broke my heart.
Broke your heart. In seventh grade. Yeah. So tragic. The tragedy. It's so crazy. Like, I can think about not in that aspect, but like, even if you can go out songs or now where you're like, why was I allowed to sing this in seventh grade? Yeah. Who broke your heart, little girl? You don't even know what's going on. Oh, fun times. What's the oldest partner that you've been with? Are you into older men? Are you into younger men?
I'm into both. I had like my little younger phase for a little bit.
So what was the youngest guy that you've dated? You said you're 26.
So I'm 27. But 27. When I was 24, I was dating a 20-year-old.
Okay. Interesting.
That was probably the youngest.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like that time it's kind of still, you're kind of into the same things. You know what I mean? Yeah, like you're, you know.
It's not like too crazy, but it is definitely like a maturity.
Yeah, well, because men don't really mature until later on in life, if they ever do. But see, some women too.
Yeah.
So what's the other spectrum? The oldest.
The oldest, probably like 54.
54.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been flued out for sex?
I have.
Where did you go? Was it a fun destination? Was the sex good?
Yeah, sex is great. I mean, yeah.
Where was the destination?
I mean, mostly in the. I don't go anywhere that.
Nobody fun. Nowhere fun. Just somewhere just like California. Oklahoma. Yeah. I'm a Oklahoma.
No, not Oklahoma.
She said, "Oh no, not
we're not going to Oklahoma, girl."
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, if you had a choice of dicks, I mean, I know you're going somewhere really. I actually feel like I know this answer later on, but okay, short or fat.
I like at least a little bit of girth.
Okay, so it has to be fat. Long or skinny?
More long.
Okay, so you want a fat, long cock. See, I knew the answer, but I had to have her say it herself. Yeah. Have you ever been caught in the action or making a porn?
Caught in the act while making a porn?
Either that, or maybe you got caught masturbating, somebody walked in on you and you were like kind of, or if maybe you were shooting something, a scene or something like that, and somebody like you walked in that you didn't know that you were doing things that were a little bit naughtier and should be on your Spicy's page.
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
I've definitely like had outdoor sex, but it was like in someone's backyard in Florida, like okay. with a pool, but it was like on a river or whatever, and like the neighbors called the cops because they like saw us, but like we were there.
It's Florida, you would think that. Anything goes, you know. Lame, you know.
Super lame.
No go.
Yeah.
What's the best advice that you've ever gotten?
Probably like just put yourself first.
Okay.
Always think of yourself first, you know.
How often do you masturbate?
I masturbate pretty often.
So named pretty often. Is it like 3 or 4 times a day?
No, like at least like once a day.
Once a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you start the day like that or end the day like that?
It really just depends.
Did you masturbate sometimes this morning?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Also, if I'm like having sex, I don't masturbate.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
I love OnlyFans.
What are some of the advantages of having an OnlyFans?
Yeah, definitely freedom to shoot what you want to shoot with who you want to shoot, where you want to shoot it, when you want to shoot it. A lot more control, and I love that.
Okay.
Love that for us.
If you could give advice to your younger self, what would it be?
I wish I would have like stood up for myself more at a younger age. I think that took like a lot longer than I needed to.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a partner?
Somebody who is kind, understanding, open-minded, and fun.
And fun.
Yeah.
What is your love language? How is your favorite way to receive affection?
Definitely quality time.
Okay.
Also love a good gift.
Okay.
So she is like thoughtful. Love that.
Okay.
Yeah, probably those.
If people came with a warning label, what do you think yours would be? What do people need to know with us before they even get to talk to you? What's your warning label, Callie?
Probably like just goofy.
Goofy?
Yeah, I'm a goofy girl.
Goofy and ready for fun?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I'll make you a shirt. Goofy and ready for fun. Callie, yes. Roses. At your service. I love that. What personal accomplishment are you most proud of? You've been in the industry for 7 years. It may not have been the way that you wanted to start because if somebody else is, you know, putting you out there before, you know, you maybe thought what knew what you were really going to be doing.
Yeah.
But now, you know, what are some personal accomplishments that you've had thus far?
I would say I did a mainstream movie because of being in the industry. Like,
what was the mainstream movie?
It was called The Spider. And
nice.
It's an indie horror film. And
congrats.
I was like one of the lead roles, but it was like really cool because the director found me through like porn and like being a fan of mine. So.
Is acting something you've always wanted to aspire to do?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nice. It's kind of got you recognized in front of like the big screen and not just the sex screen.
Exactly.
Okay. That's awesome. Amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's see. One subscription that you cannot live without.
That's a hard one. Probably like.
Tell us the truth, Callie.
I know. I love reality TV.
Okay.
So probably like Hulu or Netflix, one of the ones.
So what's your favorite reality TV series that you're into at the moment?
I love like The Ultimatums.
Okay.
Those are really fun.
Have you ever been in an ultimatum type of situation?
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. You just like the love type of shows?
Yes. Oh my gosh, there's The Ultimatum Queer Edition.
Okay.
That one's my favorite.
Okay.
We haven't watched it. It's really good.
Okay. What else? Tell us more. We want to know your guilty pleasures.
Yeah, I love the Kardashians, you know.
Are you a Housewives type of girl?
I am.
Okay. What series is your favorite house girl? Or Housewives, house girls?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills?
Yes. I like Miami too. I think they're fun.
What about the 90 Day franchise?
No, I didn't. I haven't really gone to
That's my
that
guilty
one.
Pleasure. 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
It's like a cult following. Unfortunately, they really sucker you in, but it's great TV.
Yeah.
If you're into relationship-based things, it's really cool to see the diversity of people's cultures, how they either synergize or clash or whatever, but just like knowing that people are all people.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I minored in sociology in college, so for me, it's about the study of how people are in their surroundings.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really important, like for people who date, like I'm a boy crazy person myself my whole life, but really the last like, you know, years of my last 3 years, I've done a lot of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like identifying like what works for you, what, you know, what kind of things that you see from other traits that maybe you're like, wow, do I do that? Or, you know, you see things that you're like, oh, well, it didn't sound that bad until I see someone else saying it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to see those aspects of those things. But yeah, guilty pleasures are a great thing, especially if they're reality TV.
Yeah.
Okay. So Hulu is a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Last question before we get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. Let's see. Do you have any tattoos that you regret?
I do have a few. I'm actually getting some removed off of my hands. And that's because I had this girl who tattooed my ears, tattooed my fingers, And I liked the left side, but then like her line work got really wonky and I don't know what happened. So I gotta get that side removed.
Okay. So only based off of it just not looking like you wanted to, are you gonna get like a whole new concept or are you just gonna redo it?
Yeah, I'm just gonna reduce like
so little touch ups. Yeah. So not really regrets, just you regretted the person's shifty hand moments of things.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Yeah. All right, so now moving on. How are you enjoying the interview so far? Are you warmed up and ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. I like it. I like it. I love getting to know you ladies a little bit more. I feel like, you know, me not being able, you know, not being shooting in the industry as much, or really in the last 5 years, it's hard to kind of get to know new performers and kind of see their personality. So it's like you only see so much on social media. So I always love whenever you ladies come and get to join me on Private Talk Couch. So I appreciate you again for coming. Yeah, all right. So Truth with Texas. It's my favorite game. We've got four types of questions: spicy, naughty, romantic, and kinky, which I know you're all a little part of you, how each and every one of it. So first things first, we're going to deal with spicy questions. We're going to spice things up here on this couch. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually? It could be on screen or off screen. Has anything happened to you or maybe a partner done something embarrassing that you were like,
I got a story.
Ooh, tell Miss Texas the tea, baby.
So I was doing, I forget if it was like me and four guys or me and five guys. I don't know. It was like a gangbang, I guess.
Five guys, not the burger place, the movie.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
But one of the guys, we were like waiting for the cum shot. I'm like on my knees. One of the guys farts.
Oh, no. That's
just rips ass.
No.
It was so bad.
Did everybody laugh? Did everybody be like, did people not come? Like, what did he come and then do it? What happened? There's a lot of questions. Did you laugh?
Did you stay face?
Yeah. Did you take the cup? What did you do,
Callie? Yeah. I think I was stood there in shock and then I couldn't believe, like, he just farted right there.
So did you know who the culprit was?
Yes, we all did.
We all did. Yeah. Did everybody back away slowly?
Everybody.
I'm dead. Did anybody talk about it or they just?
Yes, I think one of the guys was like, why would you do that?
It's like, homie, you couldn't wait. Yeah. My G, how funny. So yeah, funny. Don't fart in an orgy situation, guys.
Yeah, try to squeeze those cheeks, you know.
It's only fair, you know, you're taking a lot of loads, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, let's see. So how many, you say that you couldn't decide if it was four or five guys. What is the most number of partners you've done at one time?
I did a 15 guy blow bang.
Oh, okay. How was that? Your jaw did a lot of work?
Yeah.
Did you take 15 loads?
Yes.
Where? I'm all where?
On my face, on my body, like.
So you didn't swallow 15 loads?
No.
Mm. I've seen the ones where they like all come in like one thing and then they like drink it. Like that's too much for me. That's but a lot. That's just
I
like
I can't imagine 15 loads and like a drink.
I think I could like do it if it was 15 individuals at one, like like one deposit at each time. Yeah. But like the mixture of them together would make me want to vomit.
Yes.
But just swallowing and going, you know, like assembly line of cum.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you never know what Miss Texas is gonna do these days. Yeah. You know? It's exploration time. Exploration time.
Yeah.
Okay, so 15. Okay, okay. Have you ever broken up with somebody because they were bad in bed?
Not broken up with somebody, but definitely decided not to pursue anything any further because they were bad in
so
bed.
You just didn't repeat offend because you were like, yeah, the dick's just not doing it.
Yeah.
Does that happen more times than like none?
Yeah.
Is it because it's
more with civilian people?
I was gonna say that, but then I was like, wait, because like civilian dick is people who are not in the industry. So everybody who has not done anything on OF or any other thing, you're a civilian. So civilian dick, it's just not for you.
It could be hit or miss, you know.
It's would you date a performer?
I would.
Okay, so okay. You would repeat offend the industry. Cause,
yeah.
I mean, I guess Chris isn't really a performer per se. I mean, kind of, but like a director. So it's like different speeds. Cause it's like, then it's like having someone work constantly. Do you think that you'd be okay with your partner, sharing your partner in that aspect?
Yeah. Well, Chris actually was a performer, but he's not in the industry anymore.
But wasn't he?
Strokes.
Different Chris. I thought you were talking about a director.
You think of Chris Dreams.
Yeah. Different Chris. Okay, yeah. Got it.
But yeah,
totally makes sense.
I think in the beginning it was hard. I didn't understand the concept of like why he was like, especially when it came to like him shooting his own stuff, because back in that time, like shooting your own content wasn't really as big of a thing. It was more just like shooting for companies. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really understand it. But towards the end, once we've like dated for a while, like I totally got it. And then once I was in the industry, I'm like, how don't you get it? It's simple math. Like,
you're like, half the roles reversed. Yeah. It's like they don't like a taste of their own medicine.
Yes.
How funny. Yeah. All right, let's see. Kinky questions. Mm-hmm. Bondage, yes or no? Called someone the wrong name during sex.
Yes, unfortunately.
What happened after you called the wrong name?
Well, this one time this person was like, say my name, and I definitely said the wrong name.
You're like, baby. They're like, no, say my name. And I'm like,
oh. Jerry.
That's the name you pick. Yeah. Jerry! Yeah. He's like, my name's Chris, bitch. Don't. Yeah. Did he stop going? Did he stop or did he keep going?
No, he just kept going.
And then he was like,
the whole time, all I could think of was like, that definitely was not his name.
I would have corrected you. I'm like, Karamna's gonna make you say it till you say it right. You know, you gotta learn how to really dom people.
I love that.
Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Maybe like 10 or more.
Okay. Yeah. Get it, girl. I like it. Have you ever had a partner that was too kinky for you?
Yes.
What was the kinky kink trait that you were like, oh, no, not for me? Your face is like, bitch, do I have to say this? This is a safe space, you know. This is why we get to know you. And this is also why we state these things so it never happens again. Because once you say it out loud, then you're like, oh, yeah, no, I can't repeat if I'm not.
Yeah.
Let us know. Thomas, Texas.
Yeah, just somebody like into like throwing up.
Okay.
Not into that.
So they wanted you to throw up on them.
Yeah.
Like gagging from like a like blowjob or just in general?
Yeah, throwing up.
Did you do it?
No.
You were just like, it can't happen.
No, I'm weird about like throwing up.
I'm not into that.
I'm not a fan of it, so I just...
No repeating offense.
Yeah, no.
Shower sex or car sex?
Shower.
A shower?
Yeah.
All right, you seem pretty promiscuous. You like all kinds of sexual things, which is really great for the industry that you're in, girl. But do you have any fetishes that stick out more than one the other?
Yes. So I'm definitely into, like, I have, like, a breeding kink. Definitely.
Explain this breeding kink.
I just love when a guy is like, I'm going to get you pregnant. Like, okay. I'm going to come in you. Love all that.
Serious talk.
Yes. But
my
after that, I was
like, clenching from the
yeah. Like, where's the plan B? Let's go grab plan B now.
Okay. So do you like just the actual talk of it, or do you actually like them coming inside of you?
Both.
Yeah. Are you getting plan B every time?
No, I mean, I'm on birth control, but there's...
Girl, that don't fucking matter. Especially if you're telling me all these things. Yay, words are powerful. You know, you need to be careful what you say. Okay, oh no, that's okay. It's your kink, not mine, not kink shaming. Okay, so you love that whole talk.
Yeah.
Of, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a porno baby?
Yeah, I've never. Okay. I've never gotten pregnant.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, I know, it feels great. Unless that's the thing that you want, then.
Nope.
I just meant the porno baby part, not the other part. Let's clarify on this. All right, another naughty question. Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
I have had sex in a airplane.
Was it commercial, private?
Commercial, yeah.
What airline? Was it in the bathroom, in your seat?
In the bathroom. Mm, I've also done a little under the seat, too, with, like, a blanket.
Okay. I like your style. Yeah. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Sloppy toppy. Yeah. Biggest turn off. What is something that completely just makes that pussy dry? Not going to happen.
Bad hygiene. Awful.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
I have.
How'd that work out? Were your friend mad? Was they like supportive? Do they know?
Yeah, no, I think they were not mad, but they didn't want to hear about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like, next. All right, romantic questions. Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Cut or uncut? Mm-hmm. They're all hard, but which one do you like? A little bit more. Cut or uncut?
Uncut.
Perfect date night. What is a perfect date night for you, Callie?
Definitely a nice dinner. I love going to the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simple.
Shameless.
Love. Yeah. Okay. We talked about your turn offs. What is a turn on that just gets you going that you just know you're going to fuck?
I definitely love like my neck kissed.
Besides big cock, we know that we love that.
Yeah, we love that too.
So you're into the sensuality of like your neck and like the like nibbling, the kissing, the like touches. Okay, okay. Sensual, Miss Lady. Yeah. Deal breakers. What is a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
Probably just definitely someone you can't communicate. That's a deal breaker for sure.
Okay.
And somebody who's like not sexual enough, because I actually do have a high sex drive, like in real life.
Have someone ever told you like, oh, it's just too much?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we talked about someone being too kinky for you. Have you been too kinky for somebody?
Yes. I've had somebody who's like, oh, I don't really have sex. And I'm like, what?
And how'd that make you feel? Were you like, bye, somebody else will?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Gonna have to do the Hitachi when they're in the shower, you know? I gotta get it somehow.
I'm not gonna lie. Even when I get fucked really good, I still need a little Hitachi session right after, because it's a different kind of like orgasm. It's like the clitoral thing, not the inner one. You know, you need them all. I mean, I'm a cake. I like my cake and eat it too. Yeah. Naked or lingerie? If you're trying to seduce your man or do something, like, are you dressing up or are you just naked?
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lights on or lights off?
Dimmed.
Dimmed. You need that mood lighting.
Yes.
Giving or receiving?
That's hard. I really enjoy both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes Truth with Texas. I think you passed with flying colors. I think we got to know a little bit more spicier side, if that was even capable, because you're such a spicy, sexy lady. I appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything that you'd like to ask Miss Texas before we get off the private talk couch?
I would love to work with you. Oh. I guess not a question.
She put her sexy voice on for Miss Texas. I would love to work with you.
You know, in whatever capacity you're doing.
Well, I never say never. I haven't shot content with anybody in over 5 years, but I am open to exploring those things. And I think we would look really sexy together. So, like I said, maybe private talk, we'll see something a little bit more spicier.
Love that.
Who knows? All right, please let us know where we can support you and follow you and all those lovely things.
You can follow me on Instagram at The Real Callie Roses. You can follow me on Twitter at Callie Roses. And all my links are Callie's Links and Callie'sFans.com.
All right, Private Talk, you heard her. Make sure you go and follow. Make sure you like and subscribe to this episode. And until we meet again. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.